extra.
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
Welcome into this Sell or Die Extra. My name is Nada Edwards. I'm the associate producer of Sell or Die. Today we are rerunning a conversation Jen had on the Audrey Strong podcast talking about her adapting to her being a younger manager in an older management situation, where many of her coworkers or many of her subordinates were in fact older than her. The reason we are running this is because of yesterday's podcast. So if you haven't listened to yesterday's podcast with Jason Dorsey, I suggest you pause, you come right back to this one, because there are a lot of the same information that you're going to hear in Jason Dorsey, you are going to hear in this one right now. But other than that, here you go, Jen on Audrey Strong's podcast talking about being a millennial, adjusting to working with elder coworkers. Enjoy the ride.
But anyway, that being said, I was one of the youngest managers, for the role that I had in the entire country. And I will have to say, though, that one of my struggles was trying to develop and command respect from those people who were twice my age. Did you have any challenges with that in your role, Jen?
There are so many people out there who seem nice and friendly, and they're totally judging your age. And it is so ridiculous, because you may be smarter than they are. You may not be. But young people know more than you think. And yeah, I thought I knew more than I actually knew, of course. But I could tell when someone was judging my age, right? And I had to manage people. I was in my 20s. I had to manage people who were in their 50s and 60s and get their and earn. That was key. Earn their respect. Mm-hmm. And part of the way I did that was I wasn't just coming in as a manager. I was coming in as someone who did their job, who held the bag and was successful at it. And now my job, is the way I saw it, was to coach them, not manage them per se, but coach them on exactly how I did it and how they could do it and win too. And the way I looked at it was always putting it in terms of them. Why are you here? And we had a product that we sold to schools that actually helped kids. They helped kids read and learn math. And so a lot of the salespeople were former educators, and their passion was educating children. So I put it in terms of them. What is this job about to you? And some people said, I want to make a lot of money. Some people said, I was in a classroom where I helped 23 kids. I want to be able to help 23,000 kids. And then we would figure out how to make that their goal based on help rather than sell.
So it sounds like you were good at being a little bit delicate in the ones that might be entrenched or dug in. And I know what I'm doing. I don't need to learn anything new, that kind of thing.
Or, yeah. Sometimes there's people who say, well, what can you teach me? You're only however old, you know? And if you're young and you have to earn respect, and you have to do that through your words and through your actions. And so a lot of young people don't want to pick up the phone, and because that's how they communicate is on text. But what you have to think about is, who are you communicating with and what's their preferred way to communicate? It's not about you.
Who's the audience?
Sometimes it's a newspaper.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not about you. And
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's delicate. You really have to take a moment and don't get offended. There's a lot of people on the same thing with male and female. I'm a girl and people treat me differently. No, it doesn't matter if you're young or you're old or you're a girl or a guy, like, just earn people's respects through your words and your actions.
And so one of the other things I was talking to Lee about before you rang into the Zoom room here is, I think one of the other mistakes, and since you're an expert in networking and have 57 new opportunities for it, is that a lot of times we're so busy working, oh, I'm employed, I don't need to be networking, or for sales, trying to get warm leads or three potential colleagues in the pocket, as I call it. You just, you let the ball drop on networking. So we wanted to ask you about some of your new ideas on, you know, how to make that work and make it a regular thing and make it really high engagement and ROI oriented.
Yeah. So for managers, networking, so I have this ebook, 57 Best Places to Network, and you can download it on my website for free. And, and that's really geared for salespeople. So you can send that out to your teams and offer them ideas and places to network. But for managers, it's critical that you're meeting other people who are doing similar things to you or who are a little bit more advanced than where you might be, who you can learn from. And so there are a lot of networking meetings that are or meetings for managers and C-level and executive level people that are disguised as networking meetings, but really I have found end up being more like mastermind meetings where you're getting together with a group of 20 something people and just chatting. I mean, I have a networking group in New York City that everyone is, except maybe one person, is double my age, minimum. Okay. And that is my favorite networking group to be in because everyone has been there, done that to the, some of the struggles and some of the challenges that I face. And it's amazing because I can give them great sales advice and they can give me great business and life lesson advice. And so the camaraderie there is awesome. And, you know, we meet and it's not like networking where you stand up and say, okay, here's who I need you to introduce me to. It's more about here's what I do and here's what's going on this month. And then we all talk about it. So you need to find meetings like that in whatever city you live in. They exist everywhere.
And also I found sometimes the best networking meetings for managers are disguised as charity fundraisers.
That's true. That's true. And so if I'm at a networking meeting, this would be odd at a charity fundraiser, but if I'm at a networking meeting and I'm then following up with someone, one of the questions I might ask them is, who's the best networker you know?
Mm-hmm. Because a super connector,
right,
that's what I call it.
Right, a super connector, because I want to meet those other super connectors, right? And those are the people I really want to meet, not, you know, just Joe Schmo. Now, if I'm at a charity event, talk to everybody. Come on, have drinks, have fun, bid on something, talk to people. And that's challenging because what most people do is they talk to the three people they know.
That's right.
How many times have you been to a charity event and actually made a new friend?
This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone, or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone, or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.